It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
With Dr. Ryan Leiterman. Ryan, seasons are changing and there's a lot of things to keep in mind as we warm up. And one of those issues is mastitis.
A lot of farms understand that mastitis tends to increase as the months get warmer. So a lot of times a producer might contact me and say, hey, we have a cell count problem, or I've been having a clinical mastitis problem, and what should I do to solve it? Or they'll say, you know, what type of treatment do you really like? What kind of tube works the best? And I always start with that there's two separate causes. The first one are what we call environmental causes related to like dirtier bedding conditions or manure contamination on the teeth. And that's environmental mastitis. And common environmental mastitis pathogens would include things like your environmental streps or your environmental staphs. The other type of mastitis is completely different, and that's called contagious mastitis. And that's where that mastitis will go from one animal to the next, typically through milking equipment. And the biggest types of contagious mastitis would be Staph aureus, strep ag, or mycoplasma. And so if a farmer says, well, hey, Dr. Ryan, can you help me with my mastitis problem? I'll say, okay, but first we have to understand what bugs are we dealing with and where are they ultimately coming from. So we'll test and sample a bunch of cows and get the reports back. And generally speaking, people tend to have more one problem or the other, meaning they tend to have an environmental mastitis issue or they tend to have a contagious mastitis issue. And we need to know that first, because the road that we travel down to fix them are two completely different roads. And so imagine we're standing at a fork in the road, and if we have environmental mastitis, we need to go left, and if we have contagious mastitis, we need to go right. And so when we're dealing, let's take the contagious mastitis stuff first. In my opinion, that's the worst of the two. Contagious mastitis, again, things like Staph aureus or mycoplasma are very resistant to treatment. So once they have it, it's almost impossible to treat those cows. We really need to work on a prevention type game with contagious mastitis. Sanitation protocols and post-dips and wearing gloves are really important. So humans have Staph aureus on their hands, just normal on their skin. It doesn't harm us generally, but if you are not wearing gloves when you're milking, the Staph aureus bacteria on your hands can get on the udder. And then if we have something like a liner slip or something where we have a change in pressure on the unit itself, it can actually, instead of sucking and extracting the milk out of the teat, can actually inject contents back up into the udder through if you hear a liner squawk or something, we know that's a potential. Then we're actually injecting milk back up into the udder, not taking it out. And if there's any contagious pathogens like Staph aureus or mycoplasma in there, we have now just infected that cow. And so wearing gloves if you have a Staph aureus problem is super important. If you have a mycoplasma problem or any contagious mastitis problem, a good barrier post-dip is extremely important. Making sure that your post-dip routine is important, and making sure that if you do have contagious mastitis cows, ideally they would be in a separate group by themselves, milked last, and there should be a disinfection of the claws in between cows to make sure that the spread doesn't get worse. That's kind of the plan of attack for our contagious mastitis pathogens. If you sample a bunch of mastitis cows and you get environmental staphs and streps back, then we know we're dealing with an environmental problem, and that's a completely different problem. That's something where we really need to focus on the udder hygiene before and during milking. And that's commonly where we'll look at feet, leg, and udder scoring and see generally how clean the cows are. If they're coming into the parlor dirty, covered with manure, we're going to have a higher risk of environmental mastitis. And we really focus on bedding maintenance for those times when we're struggling with environmental mastitis. We focus on the bedding. We focus on the cow cleanliness. It's very important to focus on your milking routine, good forestripping and pre-dipping, good pre-dip coverage, contact time, and wiping are very important on dealing with the environmental mastitises, and that's kind of how we get those under control. Because what's happening is during the milking process or after the milking process, when they leave the parlor, they go back into dirtier bedding conditions. Those teats get covered with, say, like an E. coli, which can lead to a toxic mastitis, or a Klebsiella, or our environmental streps or environmental staphs can get on that teat and then crawl up an open teat canal, cause infection that way, and that sets up problems for the environmental mastitis side. So kind of a recap, environmental mastitis is we focus on cow hygiene, force dripping and pre-dipping and good milking practice. On our contagious mastitises, we really focus on wearing gloves, post-dipping well with a barrier dip, and disinfection of the claws between cows. And if you do those things, I've seen some very bad, both environmental and bad contagious mastitis issues get resolved by some diligence in doing those. But it really takes establishing a protocol, being very diligent about doing it, and then doing that for an extended period of time. And if you do, we can get these things under control.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.